Good afternoon, folks. Thanks for joining us today. It's our annual camping trip, and we're at a secret location here out in the wilds of the Ulster countryside. Got a campfire going in front of us here, tent over to my left, nice little lake in front of us, and found some goose eggs, as a matter of fact, on a little island over here, and I was able to cook them in the fire, scramble them up, and didn't eat too many of them now, but they were quite rich, and I'm just a wee bit timorous in case there's some nasty after effects. But you'll just notice here in the background here, we're trying to keep this camping trip as old school as possible. So we don't have a lot of modern technology, and electric lights are banned. So I bought myself this little hurricane lamp, got it off Amazon. It's made in Germany, so hopefully it should stand the test of time. It fills up with paraffin, and it's just burning nicely at the moment. And it just reminds us, doesn't it, of the word of God. A lamp implies darkness. And you know, the truth of the matter is, I just hear a cow behind us here. It's going to the bathroom. Sorry about that. Yeah, this little lamp just reminds us of the word of God. The Bible says that God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. It tells us that in Psalm 119, I think it's verse 105. And that's the reality of the word of God. It is a lamp to our feet and it is a light unto our pathway. And this little lamp here runs on oil or paraffin. And it's like the word of God as well is inspired by the Spirit of God. And one of the emblems of the Holy Spirit is that of oil and also fire. And it's the Spirit of God that has inspired the Bible itself. The Apostle Peter said that no prophecy of Scripture is of private interpretation, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Or Paul writing to Timothy put it this way, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And that word inspiration literally means God breathed. And so God's word is a light and God's word is a lamp. And it's the Spirit of God that gives us the Scriptures of truth. And you know, of course, a lamp or a light implies darkness. We live in a world of darkness and it's good to have a guide. It's good to have something sure and steadfast to govern and to light our pathway. And I wonder today what you're using to guide you through this present evil world. So many people are turning to popular opinion. So many others are looking to men. Some are looking to church leaders or religious leaders or national leaders or political leaders or secular leaders or scientific leaders. All of these things ultimately do not have the answer. It's the word of God itself. And we encourage you today to lift the word of God. It truly is a lamp unto our feet and a light onto our pathway. I'm not sure if you can see in your screen there, but this little lamp here, it's attracting a lot of bugs, a lot of little flies and moths and different things. And sometimes the bright lights attract the moths as well. And a church that shines brightly has a lure and has an attraction about it. And so it is with a Christian who governs his life by the teaching of the word of God. There's an attraction even about that. So friends, just a few simple thoughts based on this little lantern here. Trust God will bless you today and that you will use the word of God in your life to lead you and guide you. There's a lovely warmth about the word of God. It's attractive and it also lights our pathway in this dark and evil age. May God bless you, friends. Thank you for joining us and we'll see you hopefully very soon. Bye-bye.